Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:15 now on this Tuesday, August the 11th. Highs of 94, 40% chance for showers. It's hot and muggy outside, and we're joined, as we always are at this time, by Dr. Fred Lopez, a professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, to answer your coronavirus questions that you can text into the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. Dr. Fred, I'm going to start with our poll question, and you can leave out the economic aspects if you want or include it. But when it comes to the coronavirus and the economy, do you think the worst is ahead of us or behind us?
Well, I think it really depends on how we respond. I think if we relax our measures and cases go up, I think both the public health and the economy will suffer. I think if we are dutiful and abiding by our public health recommendations for the measures of distancing and masking and others that we know are objectively going to decrease the number of cases, and I think the public health and the economy should benefit. I think we've learned from these recent surges, if you will, across the United States, that when you reopen communities, when there's still thousands of cases occurring across the United States, that you're going to see surges in certain places, and those are going to have impact on number of cases and hospitalizations and ultimately deaths. And the economy is clearly tied into that, as the virus will really dictate how quickly the economy will come back if we have to start talking about moving back in terms of what phases we're in. So they're clearly tied together. But I think addressing the public health issues in a way that allow us to put the number of cases down to a level where we're not going to find ourselves where we were not so long ago, will benefit both.
I don't know medically how dependable the Russians are. I don't personally trust anything that comes out of there, but they're saying now reports that medical workers, teachers, other risk groups are going to be the first to be inoculated after Vladimir Putin's daughter with a coronavirus vaccine that they say it's been registered for use and it's been proven efficient during tests. Has this been shared with the scientific community at all, or did this come as a surprise to you?
We've heard that they've been developing a vaccine, and I have heard that it's been approved for use. How well studied the vaccine is in terms of its efficacy and safety, I'm not too certain about. I'm not sure if, for example, the phase 3 trials were actually completed. So I'm not privy to that information at this time. But I would say that it's early. We've talked here in the United States about vaccines and developing them at warp speed, so to speak, and even at the speed that we've created, which is extremely fast, we are nowhere near having a vaccine approved that's safe and effective by virtue of the studies that are typically done. And remarkably, we have several that are in phase 3 studies looking at tens of thousands of individuals to see if the vaccine can prevent infection or at least prevent complications when people get infected. But we're still months away, even in these trials that are moving along at great speed. So without really knowing what level of oversight and scientific rigor were applied to the development of that vaccine, I'd be speaking on shaky grounds with respect to whether it should have been approved or not. But it's awfully fast. Again, we're talking what more in this country about vaccines moving very quickly and still months away. So
this has nothing to do with anything other than my opinion, and that is I would be willing to bet just about everything I had that Putin's daughter did not receive the vaccine. In terms of, I don't know if it's on an experimental basis or until a substantial amount of people had received it and the numbers were in, I don't think he'd have given it to his daughter. But I guess you never know. It's 7:20 now. We're going to take a break for traffic. When we come back, we'll answer your questions. One of them from a realtor selling a property, wanting to know about how safe is it to go in and does the house have to be disinfected. We'll find out when we come back. 7:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, as we normally do at this time, answering your coronavirus questions. Text comes in and says, I'm a realtor selling a property. The tenant in the home has COVID. How safe is it to enter the property after the individual has moved out? Should we have the property disinfected? Does the virus die after a certain amount of days? Thank you.
Many people are facing challenges in their occupations that they wouldn't have envisioned, and this is one of those that affecting realtors as well as other businesses. We know the virus can live on surfaces for days at a time, 3 days, for example, on steel surfaces, a day on cardboard surfaces. So after those durations of time, the virus isn't particularly able to cause infection. And so if you know that you're not going to be in the place that has been occupied by somebody who's actively infected, waiting those amount of days probably creates a level of safety that wouldn't be there if you went in immediately after the person vacated. Having said that, I think disinfecting is very helpful as well, particularly those high or frequent touch surfaces that are often touched in the home and might contain the virus and might serve as a method by which infection can be transmitted if somebody was to touch a counter, for example, and then touch their mouth or their eyes or their nose, all possibly introducing the virus into the body. So I think disinfecting of those surfaces would be helpful in a setting where somebody has recently vacated, who's been infected with COVID-19, has recently vacated a home. In terms of bringing people into those homes, I think virtual tours, to the degree that one can do that, would be helpful to minimize transmission. But you'd want to minimize the number of people that you're bringing into a home. We know that being indoors in poorly ventilated areas, particularly, it increases the risk for transmission of infection. And you would want to be masking and practicing social distancing in such a setting if you were to have to enter a home that's recently been occupied by somebody with COVID-19. Because even though the virus might be transmissible from surfaces from the previous tenant, they have to assume that anybody you're with might be one of those asymptomatically infected individuals who could also cause transmission of infection.
Somebody texts in here, good morning, Tommy and Dr. Fred. I've not been out since this pandemic started due to working from home, not even the grocery store. Do you think when I finally go out in the public, will my immune system be compromised? Would it be better for me to go out in small doses? Thank you.
No, I think that, this is a new virus, this novel coronavirus. So the immune system to that virus has not changed if they haven't been infected. And if they haven't left the house and they haven't been around anybody in their house with infection, then it's unlikely that they had one of these asymptomatic infections and now has antibodies and immunity, if you will, to COVID-19. So I don't think in small doses is going to change the immune response to the virus. If the virus gets introduced into the body of somebody who's never seen it before, it's likely to cause an infection in that individual, and regardless of who they've been around or where they've been. So I would just, if you leave the home, though, I would practice social distancing and masking and frequent hand washing in order to minimize acquiring the infection.
I'm going to combine two texts here. Can somebody catch COVID twice? And if you've been diagnosed with COVID and had it and recovered, do you need to wear a mask?
We don't know the answer to the first question. There's no absolute proof that people can become reinfected, although we do know that the antibody levels in individuals decrease after several months in people who have been infected, creating the possibility that you could become reinfected. As a result, we tell anybody who has been infected that they could be reinfected if their immunity waned. And since we don't know how long that immunity lasts, we would recommend that they continue to practice the physical distancing and masking that they would have even if they had never thought they were infected, so as to minimize the possibility of being reinfected if their immune system has decreased to the degree that they become susceptible again. But we just don't know some of the answers to these questions, and we're still learning, and I think it's just important to continue to practice what we know works, and right now that's staying away from beyond 6 feet from other people, and masking and frequent hand washing, and being outdoors rather than indoors if you're going to be around anybody else, because that we know that decreases transmission.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time as always. And I think we should also remind people that, you know, this story is not ended. We don't know everything, or the scientists don't know everything there is to know. This story is still being written. So don't be surprised if there's some surprise twists or turns here, there, or et cetera, if you get my metaphor. When we come back, we're going to talk about 8/11. Today is 8/11, and it carries a special significance for the month, and especially if you plan on digging in the ground. We'll talk when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.